Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. A little warning, your hair may stand on end. You may feel a shiver in your spine. It's a natural result of the fearful info, harrowing history, and paranormal poems and stories. And now it's time to introduce the ghastly guru of dire distress, the Halloween Haunter.
Walter de la Mare was born in 1873 in Charlton, Kent, England. He was a clerk for an oil company as a young man, then was able to write novels, short stories, and poems, thanks to something called a civil list pension. Nice work if you can get it. I will share two poems from him this time. This is Haunted by Walter de la Mare. From out the wood, I watch them shine, the windows of the haunted house. Now ruddy as enchanted wine, now dim as flitter mouse. There went a thin voice piping airs along the gray and crooked walks, a garden of thistledown and tares, bright leaves and giant stalks. The twilight rain shone at its gates, where long-leaved grass in shadow grew, and black and silent to her mates, a voiceless raven flew. Lichen and moss the lone stones greened, green paths led lightly to its door. Keen from her lair the spider leaned, and dusk to darkness wore. Amidst the sedge a whisper ran, the west shut down a heavy eye, and like last tapers, few and wan, the watch stars kindled in the sky. I'm not sure it's the same one mentioned in the previous poem, but this is The Raven's Tomb by Walter de la Mare. Build me my tomb, the raven said, within the dark yew tree, so in the autumn yew berries sad lamps may burn for me. Summon the haunted beetle from twilight bud and bloom to drone a gloomy dirge for me at dusk above my tomb. Beseech ye too the glowworm to bear her cloudy flame, where the small flickering bats resort, whistling in tears my name. Let the round dew a whisper make, welling on twig and thorn, and only the gray cock at night call through his silver horn. And you, dear sisters, don your black forever and a day, to show how sweet a raven in his tomb is laid away. Is this supposed to be the story of how the raven became a blackbird? Well, if it is, it's delightful. More poetry and more stories, perfect for Halloween, are available for you anytime in thehalloweenhaunt.com.